So the number one piece of advice I would give developers who are writing applications today that are planning on moving to WinFS in the future is really the same standard advice I think I would give any application developer. Actually architect your application. Know what the data is in your application. And even if you're not using a database today, you know, be really structured in what you're thinking is about how that data is laid out and where it's used and who has access to it and how it's shared. The modeling work that goes into building a good application is the same kind of modeling work you're going to do when you move to WinFS. We're just going to give you some formal tools for it.
Right.
Knowing the difference between UI or presentation layer code and business logic is a big deal for a lot of developers. Today, you know, when you write an application, it's really easy to put all of your, you know, data transforming logic right in the UI hooks. That's the easiest way to build that stuff.
Web app, right?
Exactly. Or VB apps.
Credit card checkers right in there.
Yeah, you just, you know, go ahead and stuff that in your renderer, you know, that's fine. And that's the kind of thing where you want to think ahead to a land where we give you the more formal tools for where to put those things. And you want to factor your application to take that into account. That's probably the best advice I can give you. It sounds a little vague, but I think once people get to know what we're going to provide in terms of the services, particularly for synchronization, schema development, it's going to make a lot more sense,
right.
The rules platform especially.